Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Abundant Living for Moms. Hope you've been doing great. Hope your families are doing well and you have been living your life abundantly. Today, we're talking about being bold enough to create and recreate your life for harmony. Now, for many people, children are either already back in school, if you have children, or they're about to go back to school. And one of the things I found is when you are in school as a child, as an adult, your life is actually a little bit in cycles, and you can kind of expect what is coming, when it's coming, and you know what to do in each season. Summer holidays, you're in a different mode, you're going back to school, then you have the Christmas break, then you go back to school, then there's Easter or spring break, and then back to the end of year and summer. The point being that when you are in school, there's a schedule, there's something to expect. And for most people, you do that for quite a while. You do that for probably nothing less than maybe 20 to 25 years of your life before you're done, and then you face the rest of your life as an adult. Now, the truth is, being an adult or adulting can be very challenging. It's fun, but it can also be very challenging. And your life can tend to just roll into the next. It's just a series of events, getting married, getting a job, having children, getting them ready for school, doing laundry, paying the bills, school runs. There's so many things that you just get into the grind of doing. But I found that when it comes to designing your life for abundance, you have to be very intentional about not only just doing, but thinking about what you're doing, thinking about what you want to achieve, and ensuring that you are showing up in your most authentic way. You are showing up in a way that you're optimistic about the future, you're optimistic about what you're going through, and you have plans. Not everything is going to work out the way you want, but it's important to think about the fact that you still have control and you can adjust whatever you need to adjust. But for you to know what you need to tweak, for you to know what you need to do differently, you actually need to be able to assess and reassess where you are so you know what's not working. Which is why I'm calling this particular episode Being Bold Enough to Create and Recreate Your Life for Harmony. Because the truth is, you have to be bold. It's a boldness that takes you to the point of assessing what's going on and accepting that something needs to change, accepting that, you know what, I need to either change direction. I need to change my goals, or something somewhere has to change to achieve the next level that you want to achieve. And I believe that there are three things that need to be in harmony, right? Your beliefs, your values have to be aligned to achieve the goals that you set. So if one of your goals, for example, is to make as much money as possible, but then you say one of your values is to have a lot of family time where you are hands-on and you don't want to outsource many things, it might be difficult, right? So you need to kind of think of it as a triangle. Your values, your beliefs, and your goals, they have to be aligned. And if any one of those three points of the triangle, I'm seeing the figure in my head, right? Goals is at the top of the triangle, and on the bottom left is values, on the bottom right is beliefs. Now, if they don't align correctly, you're not going to be able to ultimately achieve the goals you have set. So you need to be able to assess it boldly and decide what needs to change. It might be your belief about a particular situation that needs to change. It might be your values that need to change, or maybe your goals need to change. And guess what? There's no right or wrong. Once again, it's what you want, which is why designing your life for abundance starts from the attitude and mindset that you can achieve whatever it is that you want to achieve. You have everything it takes to achieve your goals. Now, sometimes you're going to need to get additional resources, capabilities, have a different network, or maybe hire somebody, go for a course, hire a coach. No doubt about it. But fundamentally, you have to show up with the idea that you know what you want. You have what it takes, and sometimes you're going to need to add additional resources, tools to be able to achieve that goal. So with that said, being bold enough to create and recreate your goals, it's easy to say that. But the truth is that there are sometimes triggers in your life that make you actually reassess and think about maybe you actually need to realign your goals with your values and your beliefs. And one of those natural times for me are obviously, beginning of the new year, everybody sets has a sense of newness. It's a new year. We're thankful we made it. We crossed over. Now what? And for many years, I used to set resolutions until I clearly understood that setting a resolution is just a wish. And when you set a wish, nothing happens. setting goals rather, SMART goals is very different. So I moved from, oh, these are my New Year resolutions, which tended to just be wish lists, versus that I moved to actually setting SMART goals. And a SMART goal is specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and time bound. So when you set goals and you set it for the quarter, for the year, and you break it up in chunks, it's easier for you to actually achieve those, right? And it's easier for you to stick to it because it's actually a goal that you've set, and you've truly thought about what you need to get those done while being honest about the season of your life you're in. I talk about seasons because, listen, if you set a goal to maybe work out every day for 2 hours a day, I'm just picking an example. Maybe if you will work for yourself, or you can wake up really early, you totally control your time, maybe that's possible. But now compare that goal with maybe someone who's a young mom who has twins under the age of 12 months. It might be very difficult to achieve that type of goal. And then the mom feels that she's not meeting her targets because she's not able to exercise every day for 2 hours. But who set that goal? She did. So if she needs to change that goal, what's stopping her? Nothing except herself. So that's a bit of an extreme example, but it's just to show that, you know what, when you're setting goals, you need to be able to go back to them. They are not static, right? And I think that's what puts a lot of people under pressure, is when they feel that their goals are static, and that once you've set it, if anything is to change or you're not achieving it the way you thought you would, then you have failed. But there is no failure. It's simply feedback. If it's not working, then you need to think about what needs to adjust. Always keeping in mind, what are your goals? What are your values? What are your beliefs? And in the middle of that, I'll say, what season are you in? Accepting the season you're in makes you actually able to honestly assess what's going on, right? Because if you can't achieve a goal, no matter the wishes and the beliefs you want to have around it, if it's not practically possible, you're going to wear yourself out. You're going to get into a negative state of mind, and you're going to feel that you've failed. And nobody, that's not going to help anybody. So back to what I was saying about the ability to create and recreate your goals and assess what you need to change sometimes. You need to have life triggers, I believe, sometimes to make you actually think about what's going on in your life. Now, I talked about back to school earlier, and for children, it's very straightforward. Or if you're a student, not just children, but if you're a student, you know, you're going back to school, you're doing exams, you're studying, you're going to the next grade or the next year, you have a goal to graduate or to complete the program. So sometimes goal setting in that situation might be very set already for you. And it's a matter of, you know, seeing how you align and how you plan your day and your time to achieve those goals as a student. Now, when you become an adult and life is really just about having a job or being a parent or doing all the things that comes with being an adult, it might be difficult to set personal goals, personal SMART goals. And I believe that everybody who wants to live an abundant life needs to have their own set of SMART goals that's personal, and it's not only led externally. What I mean by that is, if you work in a 9-to-5, there's certain goals that are also set externally, which means that in a job, you're going to have a particular JD, job description, you're going to have certain KPIs you need to meet, and there's somebody that's waiting for you to, you know, deliver. You're going to be assessed, maybe it's a 360-degree review where your subordinates or people that work for you, your bosses, people you report to, everybody tends to give review and feedback on how you are doing in an employee role, right? So there's, once again, that's like an external level of review and goal setting that's been set for you tied to the job that you're doing. Now, when it comes to personal goals and personally assessing your goals, sometimes it might be difficult to actually assess where you are and what you want as an individual, for your family, for yourself, you know, on all the aspects of your life, you know, the wheel of life exercise. And I take my clients through that. It's really important to look at your life as a wheel and to look at all the different areas. You know, it needs to be in harmony. You know, it might not all be perfect at the same level because of the season you're in your life. However, it needs to be in harmony. And if you find that one area of your life is really lacking, the truth is many times it might spill over to other areas of your life. So you need to be able to constantly do that assessment. Now, back to school is a great time for me to do that assessment in addition to beginning of the year. So beginning of the year is January. Maybe you've learned the skills to set SMART personal goals. Fantastic. Back to school for many people is between August and September, and that can be a natural time to kind of review those personal goals. So I like to use this time to invite my clients to think about setting, reassessing their goals. As children are getting back to school, there's a general excitement that comes with that. Your child is going to a new class, maybe they're starting a new school, maybe they're traveling to a new country. There's a sense of excitement and newness and freshness that comes with back to school season. Now, I invite you as a parent to use that same time to sit down and take stock of where you are, to sit down and review what you're doing. Look at your vision board if you set one up maybe in January or a year ago. Just take stock of it. Now, when I talk about taking stock, I'm very careful to point out that it's not an excuse for a pity party. It's not an excuse for you to beat yourself up. It's not an excuse for you to be nasty to yourself and judge yourself and say you're not good at anything, you haven't hit any of your goals, the year is almost over, what have you been doing with your time? No. All of that just takes you into a negative loop and nothing is going to change. And once you beat yourself up and you start to speak negatively to yourself, very little can come out of that for good. So it's important that when you're taking stock, you take emotion, as much as you can out of that process, take out the emotion from it and just look at it as a situation of I am taking stock. Now, for me, what helps is really to look at the vision, I mean, a vision. Look at the plans I set at the beginning of the year. Look at the different wheel, areas of my life when I look at the wheel of life and kind of say what's going on here in terms of finances, self-esteem, relationships, security. Just kind of look at what your areas are and how are you doing. Honestly assess yourself. You're not beating anybody up, but you're just trying to see where you are. Now, when you've done that, that's when you're bold enough to look at it and decide what do you need to reassess and recreate. Once again, goals are not static. So if for any reason you've had a goal you wrote down in January, and let's say now we're in September, this is 2022, and we're in September now, and you're realizing that a particular goal you set in January, nothing has moved, or you've done nothing whatsoever to try to achieve that goal. What are you going to do at this point? Do you scratch it off? Do you move it to next year? Or do you actually ask yourself, why has nothing happened to move that goal forward? Maybe it was just not a priority. Maybe it was put on the list at the wrong time. Maybe this is not the right time for it. But do you see what I'm saying? That ability to sit down and review, ask yourself real questions, and then decide on what you want to do afterwards is a process that only you can do for yourself. You might get external help, but at fundamentally, you need to be able to assess what it is you want. So that when you're doing that exercise, no matter what it is, maybe it's your finances, it's your marriage, it's friendship, it's decluttering, it's learning to cook more, it's starting to invest, whatever it is, maybe it's selling your online courses, whatever it is, you set a goal, take time at this point to look at it and see what's going on and what you need to change. Now, for me, abundance really means having more than enough. It means living fully and being bold enough to create and recreate your life for harmony in all areas so that you truly thrive. And I think to thrive, it is not passive, it's intentional. But you have to constantly be working on yourself, working on your mindset, working on how you see the world, working on what you want to achieve, and finding natural points in your life to reassess your life. Thank you for always listening and reaching out. But I want to share one more thing with you, which is that the only way for you to achieve your personal life goals is for you to assess, reassess, take stock, decide where you are, be honest about yourself, about the season of life you are in and your realities. Look at what could be stopping you. Look at what you need to change, what you need to acquire. Maybe it's new skills, a new network. You need to do that audit for yourself. When you do that, you can then start to say, what next? So let's say you're doing this taking stock right now and you're using the back to school time to do that for yourself and you're looking at the goals you've set for the year, when you identify the areas that need work, you can then get to the next step of what are you going to do about it and what do you need to do about it? Do you need to adjust the time? Do you need to adjust the goals? Maybe you set goals that were too big in the first place without the steps required in between to get you there. The point is you need to really do that work if you are going to do the work. And when you take the time to do the work now, guess what? Towards the rest of the year, you're kind of clear on what you're going to be doing. And as the new year starts, you're not going to be starting from, you know, from zero. You're not going to be starting again in January, looking at the goals you set January this year, for example. So really, you know, what am I saying? Take some time, realize that your life is yours. You know, it's a good thing. It is a good thing to review. Everybody reviews in a company, you know, places that have structure. You will realize that you never set a company will never set a goal at the beginning of the year and not review. They're having monthly budget calls. They're having monthly budget reviews. You know, you probably have a board that you'll be reporting to. I dare say that a lot of us do not bring those skill sets we learn in the school, while we're going to school, you know, while we're working. A lot of us don't bring that into our personal lives. And when you bring it into your personal lives, those are the people that you see that achieving their goals and they seem to not stop. You tend to look at them and wonder, do they have more than 24 hours? They don't. It's just that they've been able to identify what is important to them, what's a priority to them. They are constantly realigning goals with values and beliefs and deciding what needs to happen in the season of life that they currently are. So I'd invite you to do that at this time, you know. Take a page from your child who's going back to school. Maybe it's college, it's high school, it's, you know, it's middle school, it's daycare, it's creche, you know, whatever you call it in the part of the world that you live. Your child is going back to school. I invite you to use that time as well for your personal goals, to review your life and how well you are designing it for abundance. And then determine what you need to do differently. And when you determine what you need to do differently, then you get into the scenario of thinking what is going to help you move from point A to point B, right? That's where there's so many ways that can happen. So ask yourself, I'm asking myself, Yeti, I'm here now in September, I'm reviewing where I am for the year, the goals that I set, what do I need? What are the things that I need to move to the next stage? What do I need to achieve some of the goals? Maybe I've achieved some goals halfway, 50%, 70%. It's fine. What do I need now for the rest of the year? And you can do it for whatever period of time you want to do it. Is it till the end of this year? Is it for another year? You choose, right? There are no hard or fast rules about it. But one thing I will say is to achieve your personal goals, you must take the time to review. You must take the time to recreate, you know, what it's going to take to achieve them if you have to. And it's not about judgment. It's not about saying you've let yourself down. And it's not about saying that you failed at all. Rather, it's about saying, you know what, if I don't reassess and if I don't check where I am and commit or recommit to what I want to achieve, nothing is going to happen because nobody can actually achieve your personal goals for you. All right. Thanks again for listening and tuning in. Until next time, make sure you're constantly focused on designing your life for abundance. And I heard a quote today I want to end this with. The quote I heard said, you know, it's fine to be a masterpiece and a work in progress at the same time. And I think that absolutely sums it up. You can be a masterpiece and you can be a work in progress at the same time. It might sound a little bit like a riddle, but if you sit down and think about it, you'll see what the gems are in there. Absolutely. You can be absolutely content with where you are today. You're living your best life. Yes. But guess what? You are also a work in progress because we are all works in progress. Thank you. Till next time. Remember, you can reach out to me and find me anywhere on my socials at Yeti Williams. On Instagram, Facebook, and for my at Lagos Moms, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Lagos Moms for all things parenting and for all things abundant living for moms. Check me out at Yeti Williams on Instagram and Facebook. Have a great day. Bye, everybody.